Now, Drift Art is a new craft company in Arklow and that have just taken part in their very first Christmas market. Drift Art, huh? Like the name, the crafts are made of recycled material and items that drift in from the sea in Arklow. To tell us more, I'm joined by Sinead Toulis from Drift Art. You're very welcome, Sinead. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Declan. Thank you for having us.
That sounds fun, but you're relying on your materials from a walk along the beach, is it?
Very much so. I have six dogs. My mother has one dog, so we get plenty of visits to the beach. So there's plenty of opportunity to pick up nice little bits and pieces. We also take some pieces of wood from Glenard Forest in Arklow as well, where we usually bring the dogs to. So we've a nice collection, and they have a nice little Arklow connection then as well, especially for people, the diaspora, who kind of live abroad and want some little connection to home.
So how do you know what you're looking for?
My mother has a great eye for these things. She has always been really crafty, really artistic. She's a piano teacher by trade, but she's a painter. She's very good at interior design. She's always been crafting. So I think she just sees the piece and she knows instinctively if it'll work or not. And she's one of these people who can kind of do everything. So she's really talented. Nice. And they turn out beautifully. They're idyllic, really. You'd like to imagine yourself in the little cottage yourself.
Okay, well, let's see what you have. You can tell us about it. Mm-hmm. So stuff that drifts ashore.
Yes.
And stuff that's maybe just fallen around the place in a wood.
Mm-hmm.
Take home those raw materials and mm-hmm. what's made between you and your mum?
So the linchpin of her collection, of her all year round collection, would be her little cottages that she makes out of clay and driftwood and some stones. And they're like little fishermen's cottages, really. And she'll add like a little washing line beside them, maybe a little fence, some trees in the front. So they're a gorgeous little piece for a mantelpiece or something like that. But for Christmas now, we've kind of broadened our horizons and we've made some beautiful centerpieces, I suppose, that you might use for your Christmas table, in lanterns, where there's like a little light up Christmas tree, and there might be little Victorian carol singers, and they're absolutely beautiful. We also made a lovely collection of wreaths, and again, she has so much at home that she's kind of amassed over the years, that it's anything that we can use to avoid landfill, really, so that it goes to another purpose. It's repurposing.
Right. And the materials, what drifts up across the sea?
All sorts. The most beautiful pieces of jagged wood, and I suppose the more textured and the more jagged, the more interesting a piece it's going to make, really. So we're not looking for the smoothest and the most perfect. We want something with real character.
So wood, essentially.
Yes, wood, yeah.
Yeah, because that would float. Because other materials, probably zinc. Or
exactly,
unfortunately,
yeah.
Unretrievable.
And again, the dogs are good at finding scavenging as well.
So they're part of the business.
They're part of the business, yes. An integral part of the business,
So
yeah.
Who buys it? I mean, you mentioned the diaspora and maybe locals and all that sort of stuff, but mm-hmm. how do you get the word out there and people come to you? And
I'm lucky enough to have my own business as well, so I have some experience with Facebook and with social media and Instagram. I also write a blog. So I decided that, because my mum is very much the silent creative brains behind everything, so I decided that she deserved to be out there. She deserved a bit more encouragement. So we set up the Facebook page and that took off. We had sort of within a day, we had 200 likes just from around town. But then it seemed to spread beyond town. Our first online order was from Tipperary, and the girl who, her mum used to be from Arklow. So she wanted a present for her mum, a connection there. And we've had a couple of orders from around town. We've also had one from the States, which is really nice. So I don't know how the word just travelled, obviously, organically. And we've had an order from the States. So that's really exciting.
Right. And the first Christmas market, how did that go?
It went really, really well. Now, Arklow's a great town for supporting its own anyway. We met some wonderful people there. The craft and the talent on display was phenomenal. But we went really well. We were so happy with it. And it was just a really joyful experience as well, apart from making some money and getting our name out there. It was just really pleasant. So we're at Sharps Hill Rescue Centre for their Christmas market on the 1st of December as well. So our wares will be on view then, but also you can see the collection on Drift Art. Right. On Facebook.
Drift art on Facebook. Yes. Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Using things that are there.
That's it,
and
yeah.
Using creative talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's all pictures of them and all that sort of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely, pictures, and you can PM for prices, and Mum also, she can take orders to sort of fit your own specifications.
Excellent. Yeah. And what about yourself, Sinead? What do you do?
I was a secondary school teacher for 14 years in Avondale. I took early retirement and set up my own school called the Tutors Arklow. And between my daughter and I, who's Gail Gore, she teaches the Irish and I teach English, French, speech and drama and public speaking. So I have a lovely range from kind of 3 years of old, where they're really cuddly and snuggly and really adorable, right up to leaving cert, right up to 18 years of age. So it's great.
Fantastic.
And I write as well. So yeah,
it's a creative
background. It's very busy, yeah. But good busy.
Very good. Cogorticus, all I can say.
Grimagus.
That's Sinead Toulis there. And look up Drift Art on Facebook if you've got an interest in these, because the materials come from either in Arklow or up at the beach in Arklow. Great idea. Great creative. Well done, Sinead. Lovely to meet you. And give
thank
her regards to your mum as well.
I will indeed. Thank you.